We want to pray for the family of Andy Sloan, who went to be with the Lord on Sunday. Okay. Skylar Cook asked for prayers for her cousin Carly. My friend Angela Jenkin asked for prayers for her mom Vicky and her son Ricky. And I have a cousin whose family could use prayers also.
Okay. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you are our source. We thank you, Lord, that you are our sufficiency. Lord, there is nothing too hard for you. And Lord, you know our needs even before we speak. But Father, you want us to bring our needs to you. So Father, and we stand in the gap today, and we make intercession for these requests that are in the body of Christ today. Father, and we lift them up to you, Lord. We ask for the family of Andy Sloan. He has just gone to be with you, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you would comfort his family, Lord, and that your strength would be made perfect, Lord, in their time. Lord, that you would pour out your compassion in them, Lord, in your love. Lord, help them to sense your presence. Just really walking close to them, Lord, because you never leave us and you never forsake us, Lord. And you walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death. And we fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff comfort us. And you prepare us a table in the presence of our enemies. And so, Father, we ask you, God, to be with them and comfort them in every way, Lord, and meet every need they have, Lord, in the way of provision, Lord God, whatever their need is today, provide for them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to be with Skylar Cook's cousin, Lord, Carly, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know this situation. You know everything about it. Lord God, and we just lift this need to you, Lord, and we know that you are the sufficient one, Lord. And you know what is best, Lord, and you always give us your best. So, Father, we ask you to come right now and minister to her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray for Angela Jenkins, for her mom, Vicky, and her son, Ricky. Lord, you know their needs, Lord God, today. And, Lord, you know if they need physical healing. You know if they need provision financially, Lord. You know if they are having difficulties, Lord, in their family. Whatever the need is, Lord, you have the answer. And you still are sitting on the throne, Lord. And you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you are a wonderful, mighty God and that you can do what no man can do, Lord. And you can open doors that are shut and you can shut doors that need to be closed. And so, Father, we ask you to meet these needs in Jesus' name. Lord, and we lift up Tina's cousin and family to you. God, you know everything about them, as with these others, Lord. And Father, we know that you are concerned about each one of us, Lord. You said that you have your name, our names engraved on the palms of our hands, of your hands. Lord, you engrave us, our names on the palms of your hands. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are so mindful of all of us, Lord. And, Lord, the very hairs of our head are numbered. You love us that much, Lord, that the slightest little detail about our lives, Lord, you know about it, and you are concerned about it. And all of our needs are already met in you, Lord. You have the answers for us. And we thank you, Lord, that you do not fail us. There's only two things that God cannot do. He cannot deny himself, and he cannot fail. What an awesome God we serve. Lord, and we thank you for all of your goodness and your grace and your mercy and your long suffering to us today, and for your sufficiency that is made perfect in our weakness. And we give you praise and glory for ministering to all of these needs. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. God has designed us to be unique. What we feel, how we see, and why we express is unequaled. You have a reason why you are here. He wants to help you with that reason. You are a channel to your world. What flows through that channel is how your world will experience the influence of you. So what goes through you is what feeds your world.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center. Drew's Plumbing, Heating and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for this morning is our sister in Christ, Mary Fullerton. Her title, Waiting on the Lord.
Yes.
Back to you, sister.
Well, in John 15, 13 through 17, it says, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. This is Jesus talking. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Then I have some more encouraging words. And the first one is in James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Numbers 23:19. This is one of my favorites. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? All of his promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. I used to say, everybody wants to know how to prosper. This tells you. Mm-hmm. Believe in the Lord your God, and believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Mm-hmm. That's the secret of prosperity right there.
Right there, that's a key.
Job 22:28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And I want to say here that we are made in the image of God, and God established, he made the world. He said, let there be.
Yes, he did.
And it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, we're made in the image of God, and he says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Just like.
And that's why we have to be careful with our words.
That's why we have to be careful with what we say.
Because we can decree things for either kingdom, the light or the darkness.
And if we say one thing, like sometimes I've heard people, they'll say a positive thing over here. And in a few minutes, they turn around and about the same thing, they say a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, don't to be double-minded. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. So when we say this negative thing, we just canceled out everything positive we said.
I agree.
We can't go back and forth.
Yep.
We have to let our yea be yea and our nay be nay, just like God does.
That's right.
So, anyway, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Proverbs 12:19. I had to really look and see if that was a 4 or a 9. The lip of truth shall be established forever. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, and I'm a whosoever.
I'm a whosoever.
That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Matthew 12:37. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Psalms 40:2. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, who is Christ Jesus, and established my goings. Isn't that a good one?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Psalms 112:4 and then verses 6-8. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That means in the long run. You may have to go through a little bit of difficulty here. Mm-hmm. But in the end, he makes all things work together for our good. Mm-hmm. And it won't hurt us because he'll make sure of it. That's his promise. Mm-hmm. In 2 Samuel 22:34 and Psalms 18:33, it says the same thing. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. That means he gives us victory. He gives us victory. Psalms 8:4-6. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. 1 Corinthians 15:23-28. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ's at his coming. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. And then my last scripture is Ephesians 1:17-22. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And I would like to add one more. I think this one is in Romans 8:1. There is no name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Mm-hmm. We can't be saved in any other name.
That's right.
Just Jesus. He filleth all in all. So, be blessed today.
We got started all on time today.
Yes.
And you got through a lot of scripture.
Yes, I did. I mean, I had 8 pages here that I read. And I looked 2 up in the Bible. And so I wanted to end with, how great is our God?
How great is our God. Amen, sister. This has been a power-packed hour. I like the story of the guy that owed, what did they call that?
$9.25 million?
Yeah. This is so like the world today.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of situations come up just in life, and even a situation we've been dealing with recently.
Uh-huh.
And that story comes up because people want grace for themselves, but they don't like to show it to others.
Yeah. Just like, You know, God forgives us of all of our sins, you know, but we can't even forgive a $15 compared to $9.25 million. $15?
Right.
Offense?
That's crazy.
You know? So.
Yeah.
That kind of puts it in perspective.
It really does. I didn't realize that was the difference, but my
goodness. That's what it says here in my center thing. A fabulous sum equal to about $9.25 million, and then an insignificant sum equal to about $15.
That really puts it in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true, too.
And then it gives a reference over here in 20 and 2. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. You know, so back then they worked all day for a penny.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think we would do that today.
No. People don't even want to work for $12
an hour.
They don't
even want to work for minimum wage.
Right.
Now.
Yeah. Well, I just think that that really puts things into perspective in the world today. Everybody's so angry, and whenever we don't forgive, not only, you know, is it for the Father to forgive us, but it hurts us.
Yes. We hurt ourselves more than the other person.
Yeah, because it festers.
The other person just goes on.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And sometimes doesn't even realize they've offended us at all.
That's right.
And so we just...
And here we've got all of that harbor in our hearts.
And it festers and festers. And that's why so many people are walking around ready to explode.
And it gives... It, you know.
Yep.
It just...
Well, would you like to pray to end us out, Miss Mary?
Okay. So, Father, we do thank you for your word that is so rich today. Lord, when we have your word, we have to add very little because your word says it all. And Lord, we just thank you that your word is given to us as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, and we thank you for that light that shines upon us today. We thank you for the light of your Son, that he came and gave his life for us. And that in him we live and we move and we have our being, Lord, and we require him as our most vital necessity because he is, because without him we can do nothing. But through him we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. And we give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We appreciate you coming and sharing with us, Miss Mary. You always bring a really good, solid word with lots of scripture to back it up.
Yeah, I know. I do say that because, I mean, you know, a lot of times people share their thoughts, and that's all right, you know. But, you know, we could disagree sometimes on different things that we think, but we can't disagree with the word.
That's right.
We can't disagree with the word. So I'd rather give you what the word says than any of my thoughts.
Yep, because it's unadulterated truth right there.
Mm-hmm. So,
y'all have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, and my sister in Christ, Mary Fullerton, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.